Good morning. I'm Erin Quinlan.
I'm Taylor Hovey.
I'm Brittany Kirsch.
And I'm Jake Hamilton. Thanks for tuning in to The Bear Facts, the weekly radio show where we keep you in touch with everything that's news at Bishop Garrigan High School.
Did you know that Queen Elizabeth worked as a truck mechanic and ambulance driver during World War II? Or that the first text message ever sent said, Merry Christmas? Or that the ancient Greeks didn't consider one to be a number? If you knew any of those things, then you should be in Quiz Bowl. Quiz Bowl is an academic competition where teams of students answer trivia questions. Garrigan has been very successful in Quiz Bowl over the years, and they're hoping to do well again this year.
Today, Garrigan is hosting our 23rd annual Quiz Bowl tournament. 48 teams from 20 different schools will be on hand. The games will start at 10 o'clock this morning. Admission is free, and the public is welcome to come and watch. The top 16 teams will advance to playoffs in the afternoon, and we're hoping some of the medals handed out at the end of the day will stay right here at Garrigan.
24 Garrigan students are competing in today's Quiz Bowl. There's a team of National Quiz Bowl veterans with Jake Hamilton, Levi Bernhard, Tony Kolash, Hannah Bernhard, and Zach Kolash. Another team includes Kristen Kondolian, Kara Eichen, Taylor Hovey, Anna Holmeister, and Sophia Caduce.
Taylor Illig is a captain of a third team, which also features Dorothy Kirsch, Carolyn Baxter, Devin Deegan, and Joseph Espinoza. Football players Reese Wadley, Andrew Miller, Zach Bolter, Zach Kibbe, and Ben Vasky are on a fourth team. And the final team includes Kylie Fox, together with volleyball players Patricia Brandt, Cassidy Vitstam, and Emily Marlowe. Good luck to Coach David Burrow and the Quiz Bowl team.
For the past 2 days, senior Brittany Kirsch has been in Des Moines at the World Food Prize Symposium. Brittany researched the problems Russia has had with food since the fall of the Soviet Union, and she presented her findings in a paper. Congratulations to Brittany on being selected for this honor.
Last Sunday, 29 Garrigan students spent their afternoon walking around Algona. Instead of just getting exercise, they were helping to prevent world hunger. The students were part of Garrigan's Christian Leadership and Action Group, and they were participating in the crop walk. Garrigan students collected nearly $1,000 in donations, which will be split between local and worldwide relief efforts. Religion teacher Rob Meister coordinates the Christian Leadership program at Garrigan.
Christian Leadership isn't the only group that does service projects at Garrigan. Last Wednesday, members of the student council braved the cold and mud to do their semi-annual Adopt a Highway project. For more than 20 years, Garrigan has adopted the stretch of Highway 18 near Sexton, and twice the school has been cited by the state for their outstanding volunteer work with that project.
Plans are already underway for Gala 2014. This year marks the 25th anniversary of Gala, and the theme this year will be Silver Celebration. This big event will be Saturday, April 5th, 2014. As always, seating is limited. For more information, you can contact the Garrigan Development Office.
Last weekend, the Garrigan Solid Gold Marching Band competed in the State Marching Festival in Fort Dodge. The judges were very strict in their ratings, but even so, the Bears finished higher than any other Class 1A school. Overall, the band received a Division II rating, which is considered excellent in music. Congratulations to Director Ken Ferjack and the band.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Connor Langerman. Here to tell you about him is Kara Eichen.
Connor Langerman is a football captain who won all area honors and was the most improved defensive player last year. He is also a three-year member of the trap shooting team, and he's been involved in track and co-ed dance. Connor is a student council representative who is a three-time grand champion in the annual pumpkin launching competition. After high school, he plans to attend South Dakota State University, and we wish him all the best in the future.
On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's the Quiz Bowl tournament today. Also today, several of the boys in choir are at Wartburg College for the Real Men Sing Festival, and the World Food Prize Symposium wraps up in Des Moines.
Next week, junior high and high school students will be taking the Iowa assessments. We'll start each day with testing, with classes on the late start schedule beginning at 10:30. Seniors will have the morning off on test days.
Monday night, the JV football team will travel to Albert City. Then Tuesday, there's regional volleyball, with the Bears hosting North Iowa. Game time is 7 p.m. Tuesday night.
We'll have Mass on Wednesday, and that night is the Big Darts Extravaganza, a variety show featuring students, teachers, and alumni. Then on Thursday, the cross-country team will run in their state qualifying meet at Eagle Grove.
The annual magazine drive starts next Friday. That night, the football team wraps up district play with a game at Lake Mills. Then next Saturday are auditions for Allstate Music Festival.
That's the Bear Facts for another week. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.